Are you a clinician in primary care who wishes there were better resources to help you understand how to navigate the concept of triage in modern general practice? We'll boost your triage skills with our dynamic 5-session live webinar course tailored for primary care clinicians. Led by myself and Dr. Ed Pooley from Difficult Conversations, this comprehensive training covers all facets of remote patient triage, whether that be digital, on-call, or other opportunities. Through this course, you'll gain practical knowledge, exclusive hints and tips, and direct access to myself and Ed through open Q&A sessions of the course. Elevate your ability to manage primary care challenges effectively and confidently, and most importantly, safely. Register now to transform your triage approach at bit.ly/GP triage course, the GP in capitals, and we will definitely catch you then. 15,000 subscribers. That's right. EGP Learning has hit an interesting and chaotic number of 15,000 subscribers. And in this episode, myself and Andy are going to recap our journey to that legendary number and hopefully figure out what we're going to be doing next. And you might be able to help us. Let's tech enhance your primary care and learning. Where is it? Hello, EGP learners, and welcome to this episode. Myself and Andy are celebrating reaching 15,000 subscribers on YouTube. How does that feel, Andy?
Yeah, it's fantastic appearance. Do we get a plaque or do we need more for the plaque,
Andy? Unfortunately not. You need to get to 100,000 subscribers for the first plaque, which is that lovely silver one. And then I think for the million, you get the gold one. So we're a little ways off, but I guess we've got the EGP learning plaque right there, which we can probably go with and stuff and things. But yeah, it's been an interesting journey, hasn't it, Andy?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to just kind of reminiscing over this, what will probably be a short session today, just kind of to think about how we got here, really, because it is quite an interesting story. And whilst we're in celebratory mood, there might be other people who are there, you know, interested in getting into doing a medical related YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. You know, they might have some things to learn from the journey as well. So I think it will be interesting to Definitely. Go through. Where shall we start?
Well, we might as well start way back when, in your flat, I believe it was, years ago. We met up and kind of decided we wanted to do some, you know, combined stuff, because both of us were fairly new and green to Nottingham in terms of working and stuff, weren't we? And we both met and obviously kind of figured out we like doing tech and like doing things. So we created the Podblast, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And it kind of started before that, didn't it? Because I'm just thinking back to RCGP First Five, you know, Nottingham. Yeah, that's where we met. I'd come from Birmingham, you'd come from Leeds, new to the area. And I think we sort of figured out we both, you know, like the idea of tech. And I remember about a year, 18 months before we did a podcast, we kind of had a conversation where we both said, oh, that'd be a fun thing to do. And then eventually we got round to doing it. And we did start in my old flat. I was just looking for the photo with the selfie, and if we're editing it later, maybe I'll find it and put it up. Maybe I'll wait. Yeah. But that was fun. It was. So that's where it began, yeah. And I guess initially we were focused on technology in primary care, and we still are, but we've done a bit more around kind of policy and news, haven't we, recently? But it was very much tech.
Definitely. Yeah. I think one of our first episodes was around the NHS app, Sleepio, and something else, if I remember right. It was the first episode we ever covered. I remember we used a kind of Lavalier mic connected to, I think, mine or your laptop, and recorded it through Audacity back then. So super low tech. And you know, we knew nothing about, you know, different types of mics, lighting, all that kind of stuff and things. But we still managed to churn out several episodes. And then we kept moving from your flat to my place and stuff in terms of recording and things.
Yeah.
And I remember back then actually kind of wanting to do a little bit of other stuff. And I've always liked showing people things. So that's kind of when I started doing my own kind of solo YouTube stuff. Actually, I wanted to show people all the kind of tech that we kept talking about. So I started creating quick little videos and things. I think one of the first ones was about how to use dictation module for people on my phone, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was just thinking back to the early tech as well. And it just goes, you know, if people are starting out, I think we did what a lot of people recommend, is like, just get started recording.
Definitely.
Don't need the perfect tech, you know, to get going with. Just make a start. But you started to do what has developed into really great solo stuff, Gandhi, I must say. I don't know how you fit it in, and the quality of what you do is great, but you started doing so those, first of all, guides and explainers and tips, but that sort of developed into meeting with and interviewing the creators of some of this technology and sort of into product demonstrations, which I think has come to be one of the real sort of backbones of EGP learning. And it's been a great kind of networking tool for for you and by proxy me as well, and opened up loads of opportunities. How did you go down that route, Gandhi? Any tips for people to be similar?
I think it was just because I liked explaining things. The natural thing for me was then a progression to show how to do stuff. And you know, I love tech. I like trying to be more productive as well. So how do you do hacks to make things easier for us in general practice? And there's loads of stuff around productivity, but there's very little around productivity in general practice. So I started focusing on that. I did a lot of stuff around System One, obviously, because I use System One day in, day out. So guides on how to do things quicker in System One, which definitely, you know, people wanted to see. And then also we started getting newer tools coming through that was really important. That kind of came a little bit later. But like you say, that's when I also started talking providers about actually sharing what they could do, and I guess giving them a different kind of voice. I mean, back then we weren't even 500 subscribers, until something came along and changed everything. And I'm not talking about COVID yet. So it came before that, before COVID. That was PCNs. So it was
just before
COVID came. Obviously, the government and NHS England started idealizing their concept of PCNs and long-term plan and stuff. And I remember December 2018, was the first big contract guide that we ever did. I remember doing it on a Monday night and literally sitting there with the kind of draft version of PCNs and went through it line by line saying, oh, this bit looks interesting. Well, this bit looks interesting. I remember you couldn't make it because you were on call and you got held behind and stuff. And that was the first time that we went live doing that kind of thing. I think we had about 100 people join us live on that particular one.
And that sort of started... what has become, you know, another one of the kind of strings in our bow, really, in terms of deconstructing policy documents. And often there's things that are a little bit controversial in those. And that's probably been really good for driving audience, hasn't it? You know, and actually helping people understand and know what the documents are, have the confidence to maybe listen to us talk about it a little bit and then pick it up and have a look. And I think that's actually become a really good mission for us, really, to improve general practice engagement with general practice policy, because we should be engaged, but you know, you can't influence it and understand it and deliver it well unless you understand it well. So I think that's been really helpful. I remember the first iteration of the PCN DES, we were going to have to co-pay for ARS staff. Do you remember?
And 30%, that meant
it probably wasn't going to fly. Well, that's what a lot of people thought, and then that was changed, thankfully, for the whole PCN project. Are we at COVID yet then? Are we
well then there? Shortly after that, obviously you and I both started being PCN clinical directors, and we found the benefit of Zoom and tried to show that to everybody else in the start of, you know, PCNs, and lo and behold, a year later COVID came along and Zoom became the main communication method for everybody, including me and you, in terms of doing the podcast, because we just basically transitioned naturally to record onto that. And yeah, that's when EGP Learning kind of started exploding, because it was just before COVID started that we hit the magic 1,000 subscribers. I remember that. And then in that year, we started growing quite quickly and quite rapidly. And I think a lot of that was down to obviously COVID, the policy guides that you mentioned in particular, and also obviously a lot of the remote stuff that I was talking about, how to do remote consultations, guides for products like Accurix and System One and various other things as well, in terms of helping people, and my throat video.
I was going to mention that the people started, you know, needing to get patients to do things that they hadn't done before, and, you know, sending them a text message through AccuRx or other providers that are available with a link to a video was a great way of doing it. So there were quite a few explainer videos. There was also the vaccine side effects video that you did, Gandhi, which still I think is one of the most watched videos, along with the throat, probably like 200 and something thousand views, which is astonishing. I think
absolutely. So if I remember right, I think the throat video is about 400. Yeah. So just check it. It's 434,000 views. So probably by this time next year, it'll hit the 500,000 So wow. that's how many times people keep watching it.
Evergreen content.
Yeah. Then obviously we needed to change things, and that's when we kind of figured out two platforms that we love using. One is the one that we're using right now, StreamYard, which is how you and I kind of do a lot of the recordings and stuff and bring people in. So it's so much easier than Zoom for this kind of thing, I think. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it's an absolutely fantastic product, and allows you to do all the different views, right? All of this kind of stuff, and share your screen, bring things up, do the captions, which I don't think we're doing today, but we do often. Yeah. They've added a lot of functionality over time, haven't they? So
very much so.
The various streaming platforms, and then you can pull comments onto screen. So it's just a really, really, it's just a really, really fantastic product that's really, really helped us and really easy to use as well. And you can download your video, download the audio, put it on YouTube, upload it to your podcast host. So really, really fantastic. And also Hopin as well. I guess Gandhi, you will talk about it in more detail, but you were very sort of quick to identify Hopin, and I think we probably both talked about how the conference sort of died during COVID, really. But people still obviously ultimately have a need to get together, collaborate on things. And, sometimes, Zoom and Teams doesn't quite cut it. So you found, Hopin this great platform to doing conferences, and that's developed into a really important part of EGP learning, hasn't it, Gandhi?
It has. So like you say, we've always wanted to do conferences. We were actually just about to do our first ever face-to-face conference. And then obviously COVID came along.
We were always trying, weren't we, with trying to get, innovators together in the East Midlands and, trying to do things face-to-face. But I guess it's difficult because limited by interest within the geography, which I suppose remote conferences solve. But sorry, carry on, Gandhi.
Yeah. So then obviously we wanted to continue that. We did the System One conferences. We did the digital primary care conferences. We did GP5T, which continues to grow. And we've got upcoming in April, our first hybrid GP5T conference, which has been amazing for GP trainers and stuff. And obviously our conference we talked about last week with Ben and Tara, which is our PCM Plus conference, which we also run through Hopin as well. So, so many cool things have come through Hopin. It has rebranded as Ring Central. So I guess if you are looking for it now, that's what it is. But we love the platform and stuff. And it's definitely enabled us to do so much more in that kind of thing. And I guess just over that time, it's allowed us to grow network, like you say, with so many of the providers, so many people as well. I mean, we've met some cool people along the way, haven't we? And especially massive shout out, obviously, to Ben and Tara, who we did our episode last week with. And stuff and things, but it's just awesome. I think we even created a fellowship at some point, didn't we?
Oh, we did. Yeah, we created a digital fellowship in Nottingham, collaborating with Connected Nottinghamshire and Phoenix Products Project or Phoenix. What are they called? Phoenix, the Phoenix Scheme at Nottinghamshire LMC. So that was really fun. So it opened up like loads of opportunities. And I know that you know the head of Google Health quite well, and we've both been down to Google HQ to conferences there. You've spoken on a panel about YouTube and health and video in health. So it's just opens up so many doors, really. So I'd really encourage you, if anyone's got an inkling to do this sort of stuff, then to crack on and have a go. One of the lessons that I think, just reflecting on the journey, I think in the beginning we were speaking at times about kind of general productivity tips or kind of general health tech issues. And I think what's probably helped the channel is kind of niching down into spaces where we can talk from our specific sort of professional and personal experience around using technology products or being PCN clinical directors and having to touch and implement guidance as it comes through, being GPs, having to do that. I think kind of moving on to that more niche but more expert ground has helped. So I don't know if you agree, Gandhi.
Definitely agree. I think, there's so many opportunities out there, but having your specialist and the thing that everybody knows you for absolutely is really powerful. And like you say, the common thing that people talk about in these spaces is niching down, get really good at that one thing and then grow from there. And I think that's what we did. We got really good at explaining tech that allowed us to then, sidestep slightly and then start explaining policy which then helped obviously many of our peers and stuff. And then the combination of those two have allowed both of us to grow in this space. And like you said, we're now at 15,000 subscribers and growing. Yeah, we're about to hit 15,100 after only a few days. So,
and you know, Gani, I think something that we've always done a little bit, but we're being more systematic with is doing kind of news roundups as well. Yeah. So I've been enjoying doing those, and that's sort of evolved from the live policy explainers, I think, that we've done. And I found it really nice to do those news updates and have an audience watching live that you can interact with live. So that's, I guess, if we're looking forwards, that's an aspect that I'm kind of really excited to try and grow and see how that goes going forwards. How about you looking forwards, Gandhi? What are you excited about?
I'm definitely excited to see what the new year brings. Obviously, we're at a point where we don't know much about the upcoming stuff for general practice, which is in a weird place right now, let's be honest. I am definitely looking forward to our hybrid conferences, you know, GP5T7, PCN Plus, all that kind of stuff. And I hope our EGP learners will join us on those journeys as we continue to try and tech enhance primary care and learning, as we say we do.
Fantastic. Yeah. And if people can let us know what they like, I guess, about what we do, so that we can do more of the things that people find deliver value to them.
Absolutely. So I think if you have enjoyed the content we provided, but you have ideas on other stuff, let us know down in the comments below, because we love reading and seeing your comments and stuff. Alternately, if you did want to join us at PCM Plus Live, you might want to watch this episode right here. That's me, Andy, Ben and Tara talking about all the stuff happening in general practice and our PCM Plus conference. And we'll catch you next episode.
Oh, hello there, EGP learner. I'm Dr. Gandalf, and I often get asked, what kind of resources do you have to try and help those using EMIS? Because you tend to do a lot more stuff for System 1. And often I've really struggled to answer that question, because let's be honest, I don't use EMIS on a regular basis. So therefore, trying to help EMIS users is a little bit more difficult for myself. And that really made me feel, well, not great. So I kind of did something to try and help all those EMIS users out there. I went and had a chat with one of my colleagues, Dr. Mike from GP on the Move, and him and I have created a course that you can use to help you use EMIS so much better. That's right. If you use EMIS, but you want to use it so much better, so much quicker, and in such a way that means you go home sooner, then check out our EMIS for Clinicians course. It's an online course that takes you through all the tips and tricks that Dr. Mike knows to try and basically mean you can go home quicker. That'd be a cool thing, wouldn't it? And guess what? It's currently on offer. So if you want to take advantage of this introductory offer and get access to it now, look at the links down below and check it out. Additionally, if you're a practice, network, or wide area that wants more opportunity to use it, send me an email, egplearning@gmail.com. Let's see if we can help you out. And as I like to say, tech enhance your primary care and learning. Shall we get back to it? Oh, and if you wanted one for System 1 users, well, you know I've got you covered, haven't I? Check out the Learn System 1 for Clinicians course, bit.ly/TPP S1 course.